Hey everybody, this is Dr. William Clark, your host of the Dr. William Clark Podcast. Glad to be with you for another episode. And as we get started with this particular episode, I want to encourage you to visit me at drwilliampclark.com. Again, drwilliampclark.com. I want to talk today about fiscal year themes when it comes to grant writing. I want to kind of give you some insight into the strategy behind how to write grants, how to think about grants, how to approach grants from a fiscal theme perspective. And I want to give you some concepts around how to approach that. So I've got three things for you that I want to share with you. And as we get started and we're jumping into our content today, if at any time you are connecting with this and you want to talk further with me or someone from my team, I'm going to encourage you to visit me at drwilliampclark.com. Now, when you are getting ready to write grants, this is around a time. This publication is coming out around March, early March in 2023. You are coming into the end, in most cases, the end of the third quarter. And for most organizations, their fiscal year kind of goes from July to June-ish, right? So that's kind of a range. Not everybody's on that schedule. But if you are, you're coming into the end of the third, you're beginning the fourth quarter, wherever you are in your fiscal year, this is the perfect time to start thinking about how to prepare for your next wave of grant opportunities that you're going to be presented with. And they're going to be coming fast and furious. You got your end of fiscal year applications, end of calendar year, beginning of calendar year applications, all types of opportunities are available to you. And you gotta start thinking about, at least when it comes to your fiscal year schedule, how to prepare for the next fiscal year as you're wrapping up what you currently have. Now, many of you in this particular moment, you're also writing your reports, getting all that stuff done, and that's its own thing. We probably should do an episode on that, but that's its own thing, and that requires a lot of time because you're collecting data. Hopefully, you've done that throughout the entire year. But as it relates to getting ready to generate new revenue, renew revenue, all that good stuff, I want to give you some tidbits on how to think about grant writing from a fiscal year theme perspective. The first thing you want to do is think about the new fiscal year now, right? So we just talked about that. You don't want to waste time. You want to begin planning for next year now, right? So if it's March, early March here, 2023, and your fiscal year begins July 2023, you got 4 months. You got a 4 month runway to begin thinking about it now. Don't get stuck on the fact of we don't know when grants are going to be released. We don't know what the new application looks like. We don't know if we will be invited back, et cetera, et cetera. Those are details that really don't matter. Here's why. If you don't know, if you know you want to pursue a funder and you know that they are going to be releasing their applications this year, the only thing that matters to you is, when did they release it last year? When did they release it the year before? When did they release it 3 years ago? And you're going to look at the aggregate number there and make a determination of what you expect the release date to be. It doesn't matter what the specific date is. What matters is it the beginning of the month or the end of the month? And what month are we talking about? So if a funder releases its application typically around October 15th-ish, then you want to note October 1st as the release date, just so you're ahead of schedule, and begin your writing process 45 to 60 days before then. So that puts you at early August with drafting concepts. Also, as you're planning for this, you don't have to worry about what the new application will be, etc., because what matters most is that you look at the applications over the past couple years and start to see if there are any trends there. Are there any consistencies there? In most cases, funders are going to release similar applications, similar questions. They might add a new question or two, or they may just reword questions. So you don't have to wait until the formal application is released to start writing. You can begin putting your concepts down on paper now based upon information you have available now. So start thinking about the next fiscal year now. Start planning now. Start putting your schedule together now. The schedule focuses on anticipated release dates and your writing start date. Again, I recommend 45 to 60 days ahead of schedule. Begin that writing process. If you haven't done so already, get your master grant application in place so that you can speed up the writing process, make it more efficient, make it more consistent so that when you're getting applications done, you can produce them fast, you can get the review done process fast, and more importantly, you can submit your applications on time, ahead of schedule, preferably. Now, here's the second thing I want to encourage you to think about when it comes to fiscal year planning for your grants from a thematic perspective. Refine your current operations. Now, if you're just a grant writer, this might not be within your wheelhouse, and that's totally fine. I'll get to that in a moment. But if you are running programs and you're contributing or leading your grant writing process, you want to refine operations, right? So think about ways you can do what you do better, right? Can we recruit better? Can we train better? Can we run programs better? Can we develop talent better? Can we improve how we deliver our programs better, et cetera, et cetera? Think about what you can do better, because that's going to be key to returning, bringing back existing funders and recruiting new funders, right? So refine what you got. Now, as a part of the refinement in terms of doing something better, you also want to reflect this in your grant writing. So this is where your grant writers come into place. So your grant writers should be a part of the thought process when you're thinking about how to do things better. How do we say this better? How do we market this better? How do we sell this better? How do we reflect on this better, et cetera, et cetera. There are ways that you can think about the improvement process of existing program operations and your grant writer, whether it's you, someone else in the organization, or a third party, needs to be a part of that thought process so that you're constantly thinking about ways to improve the way you present your organization through the form of a grant. And this becomes an ongoing thing. You're going to continuously learn about these things throughout the fiscal year. It doesn't just happen now. So these are things you should have been capturing through your notes, things you should have been capturing through some sort of conversation among staff, et cetera, et cetera. Now, before we get into this third thing, I want to pause really quickly and encourage you to visit me at drwilliampclark.com. There you can schedule a free consultation, register for one of our upcoming courses, particularly fundraising basis for nonprofits. You can go ahead and take other courses that we have, join our nonprofit fundraising library, download a book, and so much more. Just go to drwilliampclark.com. It's a great resource. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com. Lastly, with that being said, I want to close out this podcast talking about fiscal year themes for grant writing. The last thing you want to think about is add something new to your current operation. So this is important. I tend to call this the salt and pepper effect. Now, what this means is that when I'm talking to my staff, I tell them, hey, here's the basic information we have about this particular project, this concept, etc. I need you to add a little salt and pepper to this steak, right? Because it can go a long way. Add a little secret sauce, add a little flavor to this application. And this helps your organization begin the incremental process and this systematic process of improving how you do what you do, right? You don't want to get stuck saying the same things, doing the same things, and you don't have to dramatically change everything if you want to see innovation show up in your organization. All you got to do is add a little salt and pepper here and there. And what you'll notice over time, that salt and pepper, that special sauce, that secret flavor, that extra time in the oven that you give the meat of this content changes how this sounds, how it feels, how it tastes. And how it tastes can create a whole new experience for you, for the staff, for the clients, for your funders, for your boards, etc. You cannot understate the salt and pepper effect. I want to encourage you to start thinking about ways to just improve a little bit here, a little bit there. Don't overwhelm yourself or your staff with dramatic changes and dramatic shifts, because I think that shock will shock way too many people, and it doesn't get the outcome you're looking for. So just add a little bit here and a little bit there. So take these things into account. Begin that process now. thinking about the themes for the next fiscal year and begin that process of getting ready, because I want to see you prepare to have your best fiscal year yet. Go ahead and start planning how you're going to reach these greater goals and how you're going to make this thing happen for your customers. Now, if you want to talk with me further about these things, go ahead to visit me at drwilliampclark.com. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com. I'll be glad to speak with you and I'll be glad to assist you on your journey. This is Dr. William Clark. See you guys next time. See everybody.